Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so, anyway, Joe, you want to start?
Does this song have any reference to our next topic, or...?
Yeah, hot stuff.
It burns. Oh, I get it.
No, it had nothing to do
because we're talking biodiesel, and Paul Tita is the general counsel and vice president of public and government affairs for Colmar Americas and American Green Fuels. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you too?
First off, for people like myself who don't know, what exactly is biodiesel?
Great question. It's renewable fuel. It's clean burning, okay, and it's used in home heating oil systems as well as on-road diesel trucks.
Now, let me ask you about this. You source it from what? Because like ethanol, for example, is corn.
Right.
Where do you get your biodiesel?
So
what do you use?
Biodiesel is, as I said, it's a renewable fuel. It comes from waste oils. So in our plant, which is in New Haven, we collect a lot of used cooking oil from about 5,000 restaurants and food processing plants.
And then you clean it.
And we clean it up, process it, convert it into biodiesel, which is fuel.
How long's the process to convert it? Is it a long process?
Hours, probably.
That's
from
it?
One
yeah.
end of the plant to the other end of the plant.
Wow.
So. I knew a guy, and I was telling on the air, I don't know if I told you, Joe, but I do the Manchester Road Race every year, and we do the show from there. And there was a guy who actually would do the same thing you're doing. He'd go to, like, restaurants and ask for their used oil.
Right.
And then he'd filter it, and then he'd drive it in his diesel. Now, do you have to use, basically, this does have to be in a diesel, correct?
It has to be – it is blended into diesel engines, but it's also blended into home heating oil systems, which is conventionally diesel as
well.
And
burns cleaner.
And burns cleaner.
What are the other benefits?
The other benefits include it – because it's a renewable fuel, we're lessening our dependence on foreign oil.
Mm-hmm.
It also, as it's a cleaner fuel, it's not a fossil fuel. It reduces – it improves air quality
right.
by reducing carbon emissions. So it's good for the environment.
How mm-hmm. many – like, for example, ethanol – you get about 80 BTUs per gallon, 120 for gasoline. Does it have a number of BTUs so it is competitive that way?
It's equivalent to diesel oil. It's probably slightly less than diesel oil, but the fact that it's a cleaner burning fuel does make up the difference, and we do get a cleaner environment from it.
And if I have a fleet of trucks that run on diesel – do I have to adjust anything, or is
you don't
it
have to make
go?
Any adjustments in diesel engines or in home heating oil systems to run it? You just blend it in. Some people blend it at levels of 5%. We like to see upwards to 20% of a blend. And you know at that level, you're really making an impact on the environment.
Absolutely.
Is the usage of biodiesel more prevalent elsewhere in the country than it is in Connecticut?
It's a national product. There are plants all over the country. However, because the Northeast is so heating oil dependent, there's a lot. This is a 12-month season for us. So right now, our plant, most of our usage is going into home heating oil.
Right.
But during the summer, we have customers that are also helping and blending it into truck usage.
How much can you produce in a typical day?
We're 40 million gallons a year. Right. So we started this plant in 2012. And we've made a series of upgrades, so we've fourfolded the increase in production.
Mm-hmm.
And at that level, we now have about 50 employees, regular ones. But during our expansions, mm-hmm. we have about 200 contractors. Mm-hmm. So we also think it's a good story for the Connecticut economy, plus the 5,000 or so restaurants that contribute the feedstock. So the more people consume biodiesel, the more we'll continue to build our plant and expand our plant. Continue to hire people, continue to be good for our environment.
And it's incumbent upon us to eat more fried foods.
Oh, absolutely. So,
well, you're yes. trying to hold up your part every day with the food truck.
I'm doing my part.
What is American Green Fuels?
American Green Fuels is the company that is actually the producer of biodiesel. It's in New Haven, Connecticut at the port. And as I said, 50 employees and about 40 million gallons of capacity.
How many employees?
50.
Okay.
So they're going to be
doing
more.
How many? 40 million?
40 million gallons a year. Right.
It's a lot of gallons
so
per
we're
employee.
We're the largest biodiesel manufacturer in the Northeast.
Okay, so let's say that I'm a heating oil dealer.
Yes.
You know, I could name a million of them because there are a million of them. Do I have to come to you to get it, Or how does it work? Or so do you like mix your own?
Since we're the producer of the biodiesel, we sell it to wholesalers or distributors. And they will then do the blend and sell it to retailers. And then the retailers would be the ones with the trucks that deliver it to
their
homes.
Right.
Now, some retailers do their own blending, but mostly we would sell it to a wholesaler who sends it to a retailer who then sells it to a consumer. Now, if a consumer wants to put biodiesel into their home heating oil, which is what part of our campaign is to make people aware so that they can do that, we've got a website that we put up for this campaign. It's AmericanGreenFuelsCT.com that lists every dealer who carries our particular product on this website, plus all dealers in Connecticut. So if somebody believes that they should be cleaning the environment as we do, they should ask for it. Should ask their heating oil dealer to put up to 20% in their blend. And if they don't find it with that dealer, there's plenty more to choose from.
What do you recommend? You still recommend 20%?
We like 20%.
Okay, right. Joe.
Sorry. Did you come up with the name You Are What You Heat for the campaign? Is that your brilliance or is that Tappa?
It's not my brilliance, but yeah, that was our ad company.
That's good, but that's clever. I like this a lot.
We got a few tags. You Are What You Heat is one. The other we're saying is Don't Be Fuelish.
Okay,
and I like that. The third tag.
Do you like that better than?
No, I like what you heat. Actually,
yeah, we're going to rank these for you.
Okay,
what's that? So we got Heat is the New Green. You Are What You Heat, and what's the other one?
Don't Be Fuelish.
I'll go Heat, Fuelish, and the last one.
And clean.
That's kind of where I go.
What is the most important thing? We're talking with Paul Tito, who's the general counsel and vice president of Colmar Americas and America Green Fuels. What's the most important word that you've got to get out, Paul, when you're educating the public about this?
Environmental benefits.
Is there a cost advantage, Paul?
It's equivalent in cost to conventional diesel.
So, therefore, the criteria is going to be it's cleaner.
It's cleaner.
Okay. Well, I like that.
That makes sense. How do people get a biodiesel from you guys?
They ask their home heating oil dealer to supply it to them.
And explain that process to me. Because, I mean, as far as the home heating oil, they can get the certified biodiesel?
So if a consumer makes a phone call to their home heating oil dealer, they should be asking, do I have American Green Fuels biodiesel in this home heating oil? If not, can you please get it for me?
Okay.
Right, that's how that works.
Well, and we do have, I think, a couple of our sponsors actually are using it as a benefit. And so they're saying, you know, we have a cleaner fuel that you can use. Won't name names, but you've heard them on the station here, and that's one of their pitches. Is, you know, it's better.
And if you hear the word, if people have heard the word bioheat, that's actually a trade name that is a blend of diesel and biodiesel.
Well, then.
So that word is out there in the marketplace.
That's what the guy was advertising.
American Green Fuels' name is not out there so much because we're a producer.
Right.
But people might be familiar with the word bioheat. We're just now trying to get the benefits to people's minds.
Where do you think this is going to go?
Yeah. Where does this end up?
I think we all have a responsibility to do what we can to get a cleaner environment. And since this is a product that has been growing and has become more and more national, I think over time we will see a lot more people blending at least 20% into home heating oil.
Will there become a lot of competition in this field at some point?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of competition now.
Is there? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of plants that have been built over the last 5-10 years nationally. As I said, it's an established product,
right?
But it sort of flies under the radar.
Well, and one of the things, had John Larson in here, and he was working with T. Boone Pickens, and he wanted to retrofit every diesel truck in America to run cleaner. This seems to me a way to do it without having to spend all that money.
It is certainly a way of getting cleaner fuel in diesel engines, yes.
Okay. All right, very good. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for
having me. Paul Tito, the General Counsel, Vice President of Public and Government Affairs
for
Colmar Americas and American Green Fuels, and thanks to your posse for coming in.
You are what you heat.
I like that. We're going to go with that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.